Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. 15 civilians in Aleppo killed by purported government barrel bombs. At least 15 civilians were killed in barrel bomb attacks by suspected government helicopters on a rebel-held district of Aleppo on Saturday. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said government aircraft had dropped two explosive-packed barrel bombs minutes apart on the Mahdi district of eastern Aleppo. According to the group, the strikes hit near a tent where people were mourning those killed in a barrel bomb attack from Thursday in a neighboring district where 15 people, among them 11 children, lost their lives. The observatory said the Syrian government and its Russian ally are the only ones operating helicopters over Aleppo. The government denies that it uses barrel bombs. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the situation in Syria has dramatically deteriorated since the brief oasis of calm that followed a ceasefire agreement in February. Mr. Kerry and the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met in Geneva about their renewed efforts to end the fighting in Syria, and then Mr. Kerry spoke to reporters.
We don't want to have a deal for the sake of a deal. We want to have something done that is effective and that works for the people of Syria, that makes the region more stable and secure, and that brings us to the table here in Geneva to find a political solution.
In the meantime, residents of the Damascus suburb of Deraya are fleeing, leaving a community in ruins from the fighting. The UN Security Council has unanimously condemned North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch, calling it a grave violation of North Korea's international obligations. The strong denunciation was backed by China, North Korea's main ally. North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch Tuesday was fired from a submarine. This is VOA News.